Om Shanti. I was late for the department. I was late for doing the Yakya Seva, but I feel that when doing in one thing, I feel like very detached to the job. I mean, very detached to the peeling vegetables or anything. Because I remember one story from either Brahma Baba or Mama. Whatever he or she does, he will feel very detached. So this reminds me of them.
But if you are given the job every day to do, are you doing it? Are you prepared to do it? One day is easy, right? A few hours is easy, yeah? But if you are given the duty all year long and year after year, are you prepared to do it? You know, in Madhuban, each brother and sister, they are in that department for more than 40 years. Same job, day and night, 365 days a year. Same department. Toli department. Kitchen department. So if you are given that like that, are you happy? No. Because, they have understood clearly why Baba has placed them in that particular department and what is the benefit of being there in the yagya. So they have recognized their speciality and they are using their speciality, so they are receiving lots of blessings. Like Boli Dadi, you know, she was in the kitchen from the beginning of Brahmin life until her last breath. She never gave lecture. She never came on the stage. She never met Baba on the stage. And she never had a thought. But she had the thought to please everyone, to make everyone happy. So, she got the blessings. Even Baba remembers her in the Murli, right? So the reason is she recognized why Baba has kept there in that department. So each one is really decoration of the yagya, you know? So they never get bored, never get tired. So they do everything with love and economically. That is the beauty of it, you know. Everything done with love economically. If you ask their experience when they came, they were not specialized in a way, but they, to very little extent, they knew. Baba trusted them. And put them onto that stage. And so they have become the heads of the department. You know, just an example like Ishu Dadi, the one who looks after the account department. When she came to Baba, she was 7 years old. But then she never went to school to study, maybe one or two class only. She never learned mathematics, arithmetic, whatever. But Baba gave her some job to do, some counting, some calculation. She did it accurately. So Baba gave her second time, also did it very accurately. So third time Baba trusted her and gave her more responsibility. And finally, she became the treasurer of the yagya. Just imagine, you know, people who used to write accounts, they used to make mistakes, educated people, and she would correct them when they bring the accounts. So Baba blesses the intellect. you know, when we take up the responsibility and look after it as a trustee. So the consciousness is, you know, Baba is Karan Karavanhar. He is doing it and he is getting it done. I only have an opportunity in between to create my fortune. This is very important to keep in mind when we are doing any Yajna Seva. I am not doing service. See, there is a difference between doing service and doing seva. See, seva word creates bhavna. Understand? Bhavna means that feelings, pure feelings. When you say service, it looks like job. So, when you are doing a job, you expect salary. So, there is an expectation of return when you do service. Even when we use the word service, that is the consciousness. So, I am doing this service, I must get this in return. Whether it is consciously, subconsciously, unconsciously, it is there. And that is why when we don't get the things in return, we feel little bit disturbed. But if you approach the same subject with Hindi word seva, it makes you humble. It helps you to bow down. You know, yesterday I was watching this movie they were showing about Nirmal Shanta Dadi. You know, how she was brought up, her movie. And in that she was saying that, you know, when she was in the Laukik family, if she will comb her hair herself, Brahma Baba as Dada Lekraj will come and tell her, where is the servant? She should be combing your hair. Why you are doing it yourself? So he will take the comb and throw it away. Where is the servant? Why are you doing it yourself? But then, after Shiva Baba came to his body, you know, when the yajna was established, Baba made every dadi do everything. So, she was saying that, you know, Baba taught her, if the slippers were torn, if they asked for repairing, Baba says, you know, if the cobbler can repair the shoes, can you not repair your shoes? You are transforming the whole world. So she learned to repair the shoes. She learned to wash the dishes. Yesterday she was sharing, you know, the pots used to be so big, and they were small. They couldn't reach the bottom of the pot to wash. So what she did? She got into the pot herself and she moved her body like this, so she can wash. So Baba saw her from a distance. So Baba came to her and said, Why are you dancing inside the pot? Don't you have any other place to go and dance? So she said, I am not dancing. Baba, the pot is so big. I cannot reach out to scrub the bottom. I am scrubbing. Means Baba made them to do those kind of things, you know. Even driving, even repairing the car. So that unless I become a servant, I cannot become a master. That is the lesson Baba taught. Those who have to become the masters, they have to be servants. They have to serve on all four levels. You know? That is how Baba taught them to do everything. There were no servants in the yajna in Karachi at that time. Everything was done by dadis only. Now we have so many servants. So seva word is important. I am doing yajna seva. Seva means eating meva. Meva means fruit. Seva and meva go together. So I am doing yajna seva. That means, you know, in God's home I am doing this seva. So I will receive the fruit of it, for the future is accumulated, but instant fruit is happiness. Because I have recognized that this is done in God's home. You know? So the consciousness is very important. What consciousness I have. You may be washing the dish, cleaning the pots, cooking food, or even giving lecture, or meeting a VIP. All this is seva. Wiping the table, sweeping the floor, mopping. But the consciousness, your state of mind decides your fortune, future status. That, you know, the consciousness should be, I am such a fortunate soul that I have this opportunity to serve the yajna. Use my bones, use my body to serve the yajna. So that is what is going to create my fortune. If you are meeting a VIP or you are speaking to the public on from a stage, but you have the consciousness, everybody will think I am such a good speaker. You know, when my photo will appear in the Purity magazine, everybody will know, oh, I have met the Prime Minister of this country. Everybody will applaud me. So if that is my consciousness, I won't get any marks. No, that is why sometimes Baba says, some souls, Brahmins, think that I have done a lot of service. I have accumulated a lot in my account. But Baba says, in your name, in Baba's account, there is zero. Nothing is accumulated. Why? Because all that seva you have done in the consciousness of I and mine. So anything that I have done in that consciousness will not be accumulated in the account of service. That is why use the word seva from today. Don't use the word service, because it comes with the other word return. I must get return because I did service. If not today, there is desire to get it tomorrow. Expectation follow. You know? And that is why Baba says, if somebody looks at you when you are doing service, seva of the yajna, they must have a vision of you as an angel. They must see you as a deity. You know, you could be in an ordinary dress. You could be doing a mundane job. But your consciousness gives the vision to somebody. You know, your awareness, your state of mind is very important. Job is not the main thing. You know, that is why those of us who have recognized anything that is being done in the yajna, everything is necessary. Each and every task becomes an instrument to glorify Baba. Like, for example, we have a conference. You know, in a conference, all kinds of seva is needed. You know, stage manager, kitchen, wiping the table, cleanliness of the dining room, cooking. But some of us may not be playing a very significant role, but their contribution makes the conference successful. The people who attend the conference, what do they say? Here everything is well organized. Everywhere there is cleanliness. The food is very delicious. The lectures were very powerful. Meditation was very good. So they went with that impression because of the cooperation, seva done by all of us. So we should not think that anything is insignificant. You know, everything is very important. Then only we are able to maintain that elevated stage. See, the consciousness is very important. As is my consciousness, so is my state of mind. So I have to go beyond the consciousness of body, beyond the consciousness of my name, my position, you know. If I hold on to those things and begin to do any seva, I will be getting caught up. So I have to go beyond it and maintain that awareness that I am really a fortunate soul, that I have this fortune to do this yajna seva a little bit, you know. Baba is an obedient servant. He comes and bows to us. So I have only this opportunity to give the return to Baba. So it really brings a great happiness. You know, I remember in the yajna, sometimes some souls used to refuse to do certain job. Like, you know, someone is a patient and they are bedridden, they have to use bedpan, you know. And nobody wants to clean up that. Everybody will run away. So Baba would come forward, Brahma Baba. He said, it's okay, I am the obedient servant. The servant is here. Servant will clean the bedpan of this patient. You know, and Baba used to do it himself. So it's not the job, it is the consciousness that brings marks for us. State of mind, that is very important. Recognition whose yajna it is, you know. And of course, the more we practice soul consciousness on a gross level, we cannot attain angelic state suddenly. You know, you cannot maintain the angelic state suddenly, but you need to practice the other levels of soul consciousness when you are doing mundane job. Like, for example, you know, when we came to Baba, you know, we were taught in a very gross level that you are a soul, this body is like a car, you are a soul, this body is like a dress. So we begin to practice that comparison and separation. One is gross, one is subtle. So even today, that practice is necessary to make ourselves go beyond the consciousness of this body. So the more we practice the gross form of soul consciousness, then we go beyond the consciousness of this mud, the body made out of five elements. We go beyond the attraction of the five elements. You know, that's very important to maintain angelic consciousness. Now, angel is double light, isn't it? Light in the body of light. So, which means the soul has to go beyond the attraction of the elements of matter. So, the more I go beyond the attraction of elements of matter, the longer I can hold on to the angelic consciousness. So practicing the gross form of soul consciousness is very important. Because then my thoughts are always positive. Then when I have maximum positive thoughts, it will turn into pure thoughts by itself. So to maintain angelic consciousness means to maintain purity in my mind, purity in my thoughts. If the thoughts are not pure, it is not angelic stage. You know, what is angelic region? What is an angel? It's an energy of purity, isn't it? So when you practice the gross form of soul consciousness, you let go of all the waste and negativity, So the energy level automatically is uplifted. So when I talk about conquering elements of matter, it's not only going beyond the consciousness of the body, but beyond the attraction of objects made out of matter. Even if I have attraction towards objects made out of matter, I am grounded. I am not lifted in the angelic consciousness. Now that is why angels are always said to be flying. You know, the feet of their intellect doesn't touch the earth, right? So what it means? Beyond attraction. Beyond gravity. To be in angelic consciousness means beyond gravity. So I am not pulled by any elements of matter or objects made out of matter. So that is why we always suggest that, you know, you use all the elements of matter, objects made out of matter, but not with the consciousness. I like it. You have it, you use it. And when you don't have it, it doesn't make any difference. But if you use any object with the thought, I like it, and when you don't have it, your mind goes through fluctuation. So that is a sign that I am depending on that. So angels are not dependent. They are totally independent. And that is why they can reach out to wherever they want, whenever they want, as long as they want. They are independent. So this is why the consciousness I have to, unlimited consciousness. You know, when we do service in Madhuban, seva in Madhuban, we have unlimited consciousness, not my center, my student, unlimited. You know, it's like for everybody. So the same consciousness I need to maintain even in our centers also. Because centers are nothing but part of the yajna. You know, we do four types of seva. You know, self-service, mansa seva, yajna seva, and seva through words. And it is very important all of us do some yajna seva through our body during the day, because it purifies our sense organs. You know, when you use your body to do yajna seva in the right consciousness, it purifies your sense organs. And to some extent, it helps to release some of the burden of the past, and your yoga becomes very good. I remember, you know, somebody asked this question to Dadi once. You know, some souls feel very sleepy in meditation. They are good in doing seva, but when it comes to meditation, they fall asleep. So we asked Dadi, what is the solution? How can they overcome? So Dadi said, this is also the reason that soul has so much of burden of sins on their head that it doesn't allow them to have yoga with Baba. So in order to release some of the burden, such souls should do karma yoga in the yajna. Yajna means not just in Madhuban, in centers also. Because when they use their body, bones, to do karma yoga, karma yoga means physical service, the sense organs are purified. And it helps to remove certain burden. It may help them to overcome their sleep. You know, so such souls should really use this method to to purify your sense organs, it is important to do yajna seva through the body. That is why even in the path of bhakti, many rich people who have many servants at home, but they walk bare feet to the temple and they sweep and mop the temple before people come, because they think that, you know, if they don't perform that act, you know, they cannot release the burden since they have committed. So this is why we have the subject of service in out of the four subjects. It's very important. You know, some people may not understand its importance because it doesn't make the soul become prominent, you know. So you look like you are at the backstage. But it doesn't matter. What is important is the recognition. You know, whose home is this? Whose service is this? So if I have that kind of recognition of Baba and recognition of the yajna and recognition of the fortune I have received, then I can maintain that consciousness, intoxication, and that is what is going to give me the status. The future status is based on my present stage. See, when we leave our body and go to Baba, what will Baba see? He will not see which country you have come from, how many centers you were looking after, how many people you served. What he will see? The stage. What is the stage you have? You know, that's why we say your last thought leads you to your destination. So the stage that I carry with me decides my status. But that stage again is depending on what consciousness I have maintained for a long period of time in my Brahmin life. So that is why, you know, I always say that in Brahmin life, we have three compartments: my stage, family, and service. So first importance always have to be given to the stage. Because if my stage is not looked after properly, I cannot have good relationships in the family, and that will interrupt whatever service I do. So it's a consciousness. You know, in Hindi we have one word, but in English we have two words for the Hindi word. Hindi word is smriti. But in English we say awareness, and sometimes we use the word consciousness. But in Hindi there is only one word, smriti. Awareness. So whatever work you are doing, check your awareness. What is my awareness now? What is the stage? What awareness I have, that will create my stage. That will create my attitude. That will create my vision. And that will make my sanskara. So if I have that attention, then I will always maintain elevated awareness while doing even mundane job. So even if I leave the body, even doing that mundane job, I will have a high status. You know, so that is very, very important. So it's the seva word is better than the word service. So then you will always remember you are a servant. You know, and you will always have the instrument consciousness, and you will always remain humble, and you will always remain, you know, in your seat of self-respect. So in that way, we are able to progress very fast. So did you all enjoy? So if you are given that job every day, are you happy to do? Yes. You know, when we came for the training first time after Baba became aware, we had 2 months training, but I only came for 1 month. So 1 month, we all the training was given was Yajna Seva, Karma Yoga. That is the training, to live in the center, you know, what is necessary for us to learn. How to keep the center clean, how to cook, how to clean the kitchen, how to serve. That was the training given. Later on only how to give 7 days course and all that came. So this is also very important. That is why we appreciate the Madhuban Nivasis, Gyan Sarovar Nivasis, you know, consistently doing that one job over 40 years. Just imagine. Those who are rolling the roti, they are doing it for 40 years. Same. Those who are in the laundry department, they are in the same department for 40 years. Carpentry department, 40 years. So, which means that Baba made them specialized, you know. And they recognize their responsibility. So they don't get bored. Okay, so it's time for lunch. Every morning they invite us. Actually, we should be going ourselves in a way. Because they don't have anybody else coming to it. Only foreigner season. So we have to be helping, you know. Actually, this has been the norm of the yajna. Manohar Dadi, Prakash Mani Dadi, Baba, Mama, all were sitting and cutting vegetables, you know. Yeah, all of us used to sit and cut vegetables, even for half an hour. And the work used to finish in very fast. So even now also, if all the double foreigners cooperate, it will not be difficult. Yeah. Yeah. And we must learn, you know. Sometimes go to the toli department, sometimes go to the chapati department. Because when you go to your centers, you also have to do it, isn't it? We have to be all-rounders.
Well, thank you very much, Mirabhan. It was the perfect closure for the morning, right? To put everything into sense. Okay, so let's just take a few minutes of meditation.
Yeah.